1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
All right. Thank you for listening to the Greatest Non-Hits. I'm Chris, and playing Weezer's Say It Ain't So from their debut Blue album is my co-host Tim. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and continue to download our podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. And we got a great one this evening. This is the debut album from the band Weezer. Started out in Los Angeles and made this album produced by Rick Ocasek, who was the lead singer of The Cars. Yeah, huge popular band from the 80s. And this was released in April or May, I think it May of 1994, just after the death of Kurt Cobain on April 5th of that same year. So from my point of view, this, to me, it feels sort of like a post-grunge album. And incidentally, the members of the band, from what I'm reading, and this is just through reading Rolling Stone, Wikipedia, Weezerpedia. I didn't even know that was a thing until I started researching. But yeah, this is released on May 10th, 1994. And it feels to me like this is post-grunge because it's released, you know, shortly after the death of Kurt Cobain. So it was a little bit heavier. And I think that the band, from what I'm reading, started off as having a heavier tone to them. And what I mean by that, I think it really starts with the lead singer. His name was Rivers Cuomo. I think from Connecticut, started a band like a few other big name bands started with their band, and they travel to LA with their band, break up while they're in LA, meet other musicians from other groups, click with a few other musicians, and sort of like the rest is history. So they move out there in 89, make some connections, meet other band members, practice a lot, decide to make a studio album, but in a garage, you know, low budget, and then send it out to producers. And that's what they did. I think around, you know, the area of 1992, I think they were getting some sort of a following with in the LA area. I think their first gig was also the first gig of the band Dogstar, which was headed by Keanu Reeves. So I think that they followed that band. Like, I mean, they were, Keanu's band played and then they played afterwards, but there was a buzz after that, I guess. And so, they received, you know, a lot of positive feedback. And eventually Rick Ocasek replied back to them, said that they liked it, the band was floored, kind of a thing. I'm reading this from Weezerpedia, and kind of paraphrasing what I'm reading as I go along. But anyway, it's just it's sort of a background into what led to this album. And so they hit it off with Rick Ocasek. He chooses to re-record the album and all the songs that they had written at the Electric Lady Studio in Manhattan. So they fly out to Manhattan, hang out with Rick Ocasek, record this, run into some drama. I think the bass player, I think it was Jason Cropper, was the name of the bass player at the time, who was replaced by Brian Bell towards the end of the recording. He was another rhythm guitar player, is who he was. And they call up Brian Bell, who they had met in LA and were like buddies with him, and asked him what action figure he liked from Star Wars. And he said, "This is my favorite, I think Hammerhead." And he's like, "Do you want to be in the band?" And he's like, "Hell yeah." And so not to upset the record company, they replaced Cropper with Brian Bell, and they didn't miss a beat. They finished up the album, and it's got some classics on it, you know, and it's considered widely considered their best effort. They go on to make a lot of really great records after this, and they kind of title them after different colors. You know, like the, I think there's like a black album at some point in time. There's a teal album. And, but anyway, this is the first one. This was the blue album. So this has Say It Ain't So. That was a big hit. It's got Buddy Holly. It's got Undone, the sweater song. That was the first one. I remember that coming out. And yeah, I remember this album really well at the time. And I liked it. I liked all these songs, even though I never bought this album. And I never listened into the songs that are deeper. It's just those three songs that I've come to know. But all these are fairly new to me. So we're going to do what we always do on all of our episodes. Listen to all the songs, rank the top three of the non-hits, and put a bow on it. But of course, along the way, as we always do, we're gonna yuck it up. We've got a bunch of song banks, or sound banks, I should say.
One, two, three.
And that was Fonzie. I don't know if you remember in the Buddy Holly video, at the beginning of the video, or I think during the video, they show Fonzie during the marathon dance, or the dance-a-thon, marathon kind of a thing that he agrees to do for Shortcake, even after walking his bike for 19 miles or something like that in the cold. He still makes his promise, and just despite the couple that was still in it at the end, he does this thing to Hava Nagila where he's doing this this dance move. And anyway, that's kind of is the background of our intro. But Tim's gonna wrap up. I'm gonna look at what else do we got here. Oh, this is there's some other interesting little tidbits. Well, we'll cover those along the way once we start getting into it. This song My Name Is Jonas is the first one. Anyway, other band members, yeah, Brian Bell, Jonas, no, not Jonas, that's the name of the song. Well, Tim, you know, Tim's kind of a fan. You know, he can probably rattle off some of these guys. Tim, how you doing, bud? Huh? You a little rocky. Huh? Carpet is a little snag. Getting fixed up. Getting it together, work it, own it. Little Pretty Woman action. Okay. This, oh, come on, don't tell me you don't like this chair. There he is. He's getting settled in. You feeling it? Getting the headset on. Okay. All right, there he is. God. How you doing, bud?
Oh, man.
You feeling all right?
I'm less blue after listening to this album. You know, it's got its ups, it's got its down, it's got its all around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a carousel. You got to work it.
Okay? That's right.
You got to work it.
Any shout outs today? You want to shout out to
anybody? Shout out to Ross, who wanted to do this album, wanted us to do this album.
All right.
Shout out to Cousin Lindsay, who.
Ross Lindsay, what's
yeah,
up?
What else? Cousin Adam. These are people that like Weezer. And they have an off-putting charm, you know? They really do.
It's kind of like the band itself.
Yes.
Yeah. What's off-putting? What's charming? Can I ask?
I don't know. It's a nerdy charm.
Okay.
It's like a non-confident charm.
Well, even Lindsay? Even Cousin Lindsay?
No, the band.
Oh, the band. Oh, okay. Band, I thought you were talking about your cousins. I was like, are you sure you want? Okay. I'm glad I clarified that then.
The cousins have their own charm.
That's right.
Independent of Weezer. Really, this is just some raga. You know, it's some LA raga. And
it is raga, but it's, you know, it's our raga. And I'm, this is one of those crossover bands where both of us dig them, I think.
Yeah. My music taste has evolved to sort of, I guess, hedge out Weezer in my, you know, band travels and conquest of music, but I still have a place in my heart for Weezer.
Yeah, okay. I haven't evolved. I love them. I love them.
Yeah.
It's just fun because it's fun music. And they're not, just it's not, you know, they're not trying to, you know, not expand the curvature anything. Of music or anything. They're just trying to have fun, I think.
I agree. I think it's a lightheartedness.
Nothing was really lighthearted back then either. Even though there wasn't really war going on. It was like things were not bad. I mean, domestically, yeah, I think things were kind of like, you know,
Hanson.
There was racial tension.
Hanson was a band. I mean, come on.
Yeah. The Jonas Brothers weren't, but Jonas is in the My Name is Jonas. It sounds like My Name is Luca.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. You want to get into it, or are we ready, or do you got to?
Yes.
Yeah. You got some clips?
I don't know what I'm trying to say. I just, what's the central focus of this album?
What the hell are you even saying?
I don't know. Okay, all right, let's just get into it.
All right. So this is My Name is Jonas. This is the first song.
Work it, baby, work it. Work it, own it.
Yes, you can handle this.
That sounds like it's dust in the
here
wind.
Somewhere.
In the will.
Thanks for all you showed us. This is how we feel.
They rock and they're quiet. They rock out again.
Rock, quiet. Next to me, shout out to the tea drinkers here.
Beat me too.
Things were better. Yes. Once but never again. We've all left the den and
tight by it. Choo-choo train left by on time. So nice. They're all singing too. Driver said, hey man, we go all the way. Of course we were willing to pay. And now it gets quiet.
What happened to soda? I thought we all agreed on soda.
No, we. My name's Wade Bill. Shout out to the soda drinkers. Got a box full of your toys. The fresh out of.
A lot of really good songs. There are no solos, really.
Building's not going as he planned. Chef, construction workers out there. Mathematicians.
That's your home! Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Work it, baby, work it. Work it, own it.
Yes.
I got Uno Nicaragua.
Shout out to the workers.
Workers are going home.
Shout out to the beaters. Trying to wait back from work. Your song's about you.
The harmonica here.
Dun, 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 dun.
Going back to the acoustic is a nice set here.
I like it.
My name is Jonas.
When did the Jonas Brothers come out? This is like pre-Jonas Brothers, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Something like that. I don't know. But post My Name is Luca. I think about the Jonas Brothers and then Suzanne Vega. I don't know. Strangely. This is sort of an intermediary, so, but in the form of a song.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right. All right. Now that all that weirdness is out of the way, let's go to the next song. Nope. This one is No One Else.
Shout out to Fran, the nanny,
Drescher. Where you say something about formaldehyde makeup?
Oh yeah,
doing that now.
Got to get the U.S. makeup to the European standards here. Not that I wear makeup, but, you know.
Hey, not that I'd be judging if you did.
I want my ladies to have, you know, the best formaldehyde-free makeup out there. Makeup? You don't need the makeup, you know? She's on her own, I guess, after that.
That's right. You can't leave it every time. It says laugh. I don't know.
Your very own Big Girl Ben. Big Girl 5. All right.
Shout out to Uncle Jesse.
You see her. It's over now.
Oh, I get it. Nanny, spank, spank.
Ah, shut up.
Oh, there's a little solo there.
Yeah, they were
cut and dry. More feedback.
Yeah, they're just sort of like vignettes for a lot of stork.
Watcher. Oh. You're breaking up with her now, you want to watch her? I'm confused.
Yeah, he's got her unlocked. Yes.
Yeah, this one's a little possessive.
Yeah. All right, a little dated, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
The world went and got itself in a big damn hurry.
Yeah, this one's called The World Has Turned.
And Left Me Here.
Left Me Here.
I was
before you appear, and in your place, an empty space has filled the void behind my face. I just made love with your sweet memory.
Hello.
Giggity. All right.
It's talking Big Bang over here.
No, we're not talking Big Bang. Meg, shut up.
It's a little Def Leppard.
Shout out to Joel.
Or maybe you didn't. You remain turned away, turning
further every day.
The world has turned
catchy.
It's very catchy.
Change your face, I'm gonna change it for you.
Where I was before you appeared.
If you don't change your face, I'm gonna change it for you.
With the acoustic, the Lynx oven in the background.
Just like the different voices of the guys like singing in harmony together.
That is excellent.
It's good. I think they get credit for that. And well produced by Rick O'Casey, too.
Gradually, let the horseshit of the external world fade from your awareness.
All right.
Is that a, okay. A little palate cleanser there?
Oh, yeah. Right, the world didn't leave you anywhere. You're just where you are.
Okay. That's right. Okay. All right. So next one is this. This one's going to be a hit. Buddy Holly. But enjoy. What's with this?
Oh, you got a front, fool.
What did we ever do to these guys that made them so violent?
Woo-hoo.
But you know I'm yours. Woo-hoo. And I know you're mine. Woo-hoo. The natural woman. Oh, we, you, I know just that Buddy Holly. Oh, and you're married to Tyler Moore.
This one was the second hit after the Sweater song. So this also had a supporting video. This is the one that has Fonzie doing that dance at the end. It's kind of cool. This is ranked number 484 of Rolling Stone's list of greatest songs of all time.
Sure, it's a Mary Tyler Moore. Fred Astaire, you know?
I guess this is written by Rivers also.
Oh, Rivers is on everything.
Well, yeah. I guess his friends were making fun of his girlfriend at the time. So he read it. Something in relation to that. In the book, River's Edge, Ocasek is quoted as saying, I remember at one point he was hesitant to do Buddy Holly, and I was like, Rivers, can we talk about it? Do it anyway. If you don't like it when it's done, we won't use it. But I think you should try. So, it was Rick Ocasek that convinced him.
I don't care what they say about us anyway.
They really had convinced me. They like put stickers all over the studio. We want Buddy Holly. And, like, just really reluctant. All right. We're good, right?
All right, let's go!
All right. All right, this is Undone, the sweater song. Did we miss anything? We're on track.
You're my boy, Blue!
Shout out to the bras.
Hey, bra, asking me what a trigger warning is?
It's great.
Is one of my triggers, brah.
Just so stoked.
I feel traumatized, brah. And now I'm tweeting about you, brah. And now you're trending, bruh.
Not much.
Shout out to bras again.
I really like it.
Mary Tyler Moore, you're late to the party.
I really like it. Really.
And now your life is ruined, brah.
The search for God is absurd. To God.
Shout out to El Guapo from The Three Amigos.
It's a Twitter! It's a Twitter!
It's a sweater.
Can't forget about Mr. Rogers. Let's get him at the end of the song.
Just saying, let it out. Give it some air, man.
Let those sweaters breathe, brother.
Awesome. And now you're fired, bruh.
I'm just lying.
What happened to bruh?
Lying in a beautiful garden, stretched out naked in the sunlight.
Lying on the floor.
What's your favorite of the three hits? Out of curiosity.
Sweater Buddy Holly and
Say It Ain't So.
Say It Ain't So sweater song and Buddy Holly.
Right. Okay, in that order.
Buddy Holly's three, yeah.
Okay.
Buddy Holly just doesn't do it for me anymore.
Anymore. Okay.
It used to be a good song for me.
Gotcha. I would put it in the same order.
Call the fire department. This was out of control.
No, I think the sweater song is my number one. And then Savings is a cooler song.
That was the feedback. Sorry.
Feedback from my opinion, or
what was your? You said what?
I said Undone is my number one.
Yeah, definitely.
Saving So is my number two. I think you're Saving So is your number one, right?
Or you? Yeah, Saving So is my number one.
Yeah, that's great song. Whoa. It's cooler.
What is? I'm scared right now.
But this is still undone. Yeah, I never knew that weird stuff. They always cut it out, you know, in the radio.
I really like it. Really.
I like that. All right, Surf Wax America. We got some. She is foaming
like a bottle of beer. Oh, yeah. It's coming, but I ain't got no
fear. I'm waxing down to that ugly. Just smack the lip. Whoop back. Because it's really a blast. No, it's just because I don't like the fear. I'm in and out because I hate the rain. Get the best barrels ever.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
When you're out of fuel, I'm still up though.
The barrel and get pitted, so pitted, like. My
buddies and the honeys off of my nose. The honeys. These guys are so nerdy that, like, I can't even see them surfing. Take your car. Or they moved to LA from Connecticut. It's like,
yeah, they're not surfers.
No. When you're out of fuel, I'm still afloat. You take your car to work, I'll take my board. And when you're out, this is kind of punky proggy.
It is.
Hey, undertow, strengthening its hold. I never thought it would come to this. The little melody of the singing is very unique. And it juxtaposes
the heaviness
of it. It really does.
Just smack the lip. Whoop! Drop down. Snap.
Ah. All right. We're getting down. Down dirty.
Light of my life. You take your car to work. I'll take my board. Hey, brah. And when you're out of fuel, I'm still afloat. You take your undertow. Where'd you get this jacket?
I got this in the network. Let me.
Shout to St. Pete Beach. All along the undertow. Shout out to the Undertow Lounge.
The guy on ABC. Danger is my business. Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. Australian and the Hawaiian Internationals, then me and Mick are gonna wing on over to London and jam with the Stones. You guys are invited too.
All right. That's awesome.
I love this. I think we all know one of my top threes.
Of course.
Even though they're not surfers, really. This is a big, big hit for them.
Oh, this one. Yeah.
This is such a catchy, yeah.
It is very catchy. This,
that open-ended, oh, yeah. It's tuned a half step down. Mm-hmm.
All right. I like how they play the bass on this one too. It's real reverberating.
Yeah,
really
you can
low.
Really add the E7th or take away, make it a little more jazzier on the chords for this one too. It's good.
Oh yeah. Alright.
Alright, Hamilton.
Alright, Tim.
Spicoli, just, just get out of here, man.
Flip on the telly. Wrestle with Jimmy. Something is bubbling.
This is played at like, oh, it's all the weddings. This one's big.
Yeah,
this is. At least in my friend groups.
Oh, I would rock out if this had a wedding.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Your drug is a heartbreaker?
How much more black could this be? And the answer is none.
Ah, this could be blacker.
You're right.
But I like the placement.
Try and be cool. And I say, this world is a water slide away from me that takes the fuller of every day. Everybody messes that line up. Cool.
I did. Yeah.
I didn't know what they were saying. Kind of just mumble, like pretend like you. You're singing.
A water slide away from me takes her further every day.
What kind of drug, I wonder?
You got good stuff here. Classic chip.
Maybe drug is a metaphor for his love.
Are good. Got some Jesus.
She's like a drug.
What? Bottle of Stevens. Whoa.
This bottle of Stevens awakens. Ancient feelings like bottles.
Blood, wow.
Biblical references.
Yeah. Double solo overlay. And then they come together at that little.
Yeah.
Good production there.
Like father, stepfather, the son is drowning in the flood. It's kind of like Jesus and God and Joseph. Is Joseph the stepfather? I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Now, maybe I'm just reading into it too much.
That's good. No, I...
Yeah, I didn't know.
Let's see.
I don't think it has anything to do with any of that, but...
You're getting biblical. I like it. This is family frustrations, maybe. You know?
Yeah, I went there. It went too far. Anyway.
Oh, you know, he went into his stepfather's refrigerator and got a beer. Someone's henny is crowding my ice box. He stole a beer from his father. He has abuse. His father was an alcoholic. Left his family when he was 4.
Oh, so I was way off. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to even go there. Jeez.
It's.
I don't know how I feel about the song anymore.
Yeah. I've got Dungeon Master's Guide. Next. All right. All right. I've
got well, this is.
Let's party.
Yeah.
Let's party.
Going like from server songs to like.
This is back to server.
Yeah. To his messed up family, girlfriends. He's a heavy metal guy too, but I've got Rivers. Posters on the wall. My favorite rock group, Kiss. Shout out to Ace. I've got
Ace Free. Eric, bring the bag over here. Where's the bag? Yes,
I do. Like Ace had kind of like a high voice. I do. He would cackle when he laughed. In the garage, I feel safe.
a place where you can get away, just play some music. Got fuzz bass on this. Helps give that garage rock song.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we've seen the fuzz bass a couple times. Yeah, I think it was used a lot in this during this era.
The garage was in Amherst Avenue, West Los Angeles, California, the one that they're referencing.
Actually, okay, this is specific here. In the garage.
One car garage, laundry room. Converted into a practice and demo recording spot. The landlords in the main house were rightly confused, having been told the guys were UCLA film students. No film. Music.
That's right. Like, might equals right. This will blow away that. It's garage rock. They're a garage band. They're the garage band.
Wait. What'd you just say? Say that again.
Light my fire? What do you say?
Kiss not great.
Shout out to Flo.
Single successful guy.
I feel safe.
Like,
is
simplicity of this. It's just fun, yeah.
It is fun.
I really like it. Really.
I like the fade out there.
Yeah, that was cool, wasn't it? You like this song, don't you?
Yeah.
It's good. I'm thinking for tolerable, at least for me, I would say. I don't know, man. I mean,
it's not.
I mean, what do you think? Yeah, you like, I mean, it's more than just tolerable to you, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was. It was the lightheartedness, the jokiness of it was. Sort of, I mean, what is it? The fact that...
Well, what do you think it was, Michael Richards?
He's,
It's tolerable.
Okay. No, I'm sorry, continue.
Yeah. He's vulnerable, you know? He needs his little space. It's kind of cute.
Yeah, it is. Sing-songy.
Yeah.
It's
a little droney at the end.
It is. But I've come around from, you know, not liking a song like this and dismissing it to like, okay, you know, this is kind of nice, actually.
It's a run up a hill, you know, after some strong Earl Grey
kind of
day song.
Yeah. Shout out to Makoko.
Yeah, our sponsors, Happy Magic Fun Ball.
Still legal in 16 states.
Yeah.
All right, this is called Holiday.
Shout out to you on Holiday here.
That's right.
Hopefully you have some of the coins of whatever village you're visiting.
I got Uno Nicola.
You and I to a strange and distant land, where they speak no word of truth, but we don't understand anyway.
Kind of like the airy slopes of Mount Nicaragua. All natural cocoa beans.
The best cup of coffee I've ever had.
By far.
I would drop tea in a heartbeat with that kind of cup of coffee, I swear to you.
a shout out to everybody out in Mount Nicaragua.
Yeah.
If that's actually a place, which I don't think so.
The external world.
It's talking Big Bang over here.
Hey, any big bangers out there?
Big Bang Theory?
You're going to watch TV on a holiday? What are you doing? That's a crime.
No. Any bangers over here?
This part's weird. Is this some Buddy Holiday stuff? On the road with Kerouac.
Free verse.
Free verse, on the road will never die.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here, man. It's kind of crazy. Listen to the words, like, whatever platform you listen to. Just read them. It's just like, what's going on?
There's a lot of words, yeah. Far away. Where would you want to go on holiday? Anywhere? Any faraway place?
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Yeah.
Nice.
Slopes.
They have good banks there. Yeah. Good banks in Switzerland. I'm going to say Hungary.
Why is that?
I hear they got some good food over there. Hungry. Shout out to the Hungarians out there.
Yeah, a little goulash, a little paprika, a little paprikash.
Paprikasher.
Shout out to the Hungarians, of course.
Oh, they get so pitted.
The Baron get pitted.
That's right.
All right, Hamilton.
This one's called Only in Dreams.
The dream.
Really?
Them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone.
Shout out to Patrick Bateman.
Got to return some videotapes.
Boner Jams 03. It's a mixtape I made.
This is a weird little key change.
Yeah. I kind of liked it when it went up like that.
Yeah.
Only 10 bones more for a quarter.
Okay.
Here it is. Boner Jams 03.
You walk up to
mixtape I made.
So what? So let's dance.
Get up there, brah. Ask her to dance. Put down your Dungeons and Dragons cards and get out there.
Oh, jeez. Let it out.
Just saying, let it out. Give it some air, man. Play it.
See what it means.
Reach out our hands. Hold on to us. But when we wake, it's all been erased.
Because she decides.
Wake up, sisters.
Is this heaven?
It's Iowa.
It's just Iowa.
The dream.
Really?
Where'd you get this jacket?
I got.
No, I'll tell you, surfing's not a sport, it's a way of life.
No hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud, let's party.
Oh, man. This last song is going to skew everything here, as the last song usually does.
Well, yeah, it's kind of long. Always, it's like almost 8 minutes.
It's still going, geez. But it's good.
I kind of like this. It's nice.
It had some touching appeal to it.
There's a little there's a little Smashing Pumpkins in this, now that I think about it. Now that I listen to it. This has Siamese Dream written all over it, this part.
It's about a girl he wishes to be with. Doesn't want to mess it up with her in his dream. Because of this unavoidable love he has for this girl.
Oh, who was it, I wonder? I'll crush your pretty toenails into 1,000 pieces, but only in dreams.
This is also River's favorite solo.
Is this a solo?
This is his favorite personal solo here. Says this is a rare solo. People don't play solos like this anymore.
Give it a try.
Okay, yes.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves.
These are some humongous sounds here.
That's a humongous riff, at the very least.
Simple, but done effective.
I agree. You can call it a solo, but I mean,
it's like a band
like a
solo.
Jam.
Yeah. It's a build-up jam.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill, don't
you? Billy! Darling! Light of my life! I'm not gonna hurt you. Finish my sentence.
There's kind of a psychotic that he's like, crush your toenails into a thousand pieces. That's very like, Wendy, light of my life.
Light of my life.
Aw. So pitted.
All right. Oh, that was nice. All right. That's it. Yeah, that was a pretty...
Okay.
That was pretty brief, relatively speaking. But so what are we thinking here in terms of top three non-hits? What's your number three? Where are you gonna go with it?
Where am I gonna go with this? The nostalgia for me of My Name is Jonas. It's one of their like more melodic. Mm-hmm. Has the acoustic. I'm going that number three. My Name is Jonas.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I didn't put a ton of thought into this, but Surf Wax America was kind of a goofy song to me. And I kind of like the way it had so many different surf references. And I like the fun that we had, you know, like doing that.
Yeah.
For that reason, I'll make that my number three.
Okay. Well, I'm going in the garage. I like the safe cubby of, you know, imagining mm-hmm. them in some LA cul-de-sac or whatever.
Just that was a good, that was good.
Hanging out
mm-hmm.
in the garage. Number two for me.
Good selection. I'm thinking Only in Dreams is my number two.
Oh, wow.
I liked the instrumental. I liked how it all built up the crescendo at the end and it had that. And then it finishes up with that single little bass, and it's probably something that's overlooked. And just the fact that it was his favorite solo kind of like nailed it for me and got me there. So that's going to be my number two.
That's my number one, I think.
Is it? All right. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. What did you like about it?
The fact that it just went into this like opera mode of like a composure, like composition of his own making, you know, he dreamed these sounds up with his buddies and they're doing it. So regardless of the chick, mm-hmm. that's supposed to be the main focal point.
So you got into the storyline of it too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's
good. Good storyline.
Right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to make my number one, in the garage.
Nice.
There is a lot to like about that, and I like how they kind of worked the word garage into the chorus. They just call it garage, you know,
garage,
and that was kind of what we said back in the Midwest, garage,
garage.
They just kind of run it all.
It's garage like rock.
So yeah, so that gave me a little bit of nostalgia. Yeah. This is very nostalgic. It has a feeling of nostalgia like throughout the album and. It was that part of the song that I liked and it jammed, you know, from, you know, going in and out of the chorus and it was well crafted, well done. So
yeah,
I made that my number one.
It was nostalgic, you know?
Yeah. I like My Name is Jonas. That was good. I could have put that in there. And
I guess blue is a good color.
You're my boy, blue.
It is. Album. It's a great color. Yeah. The green is good. Green's good album as well. You know.
The teal album. I think there is a teal album, I think, like in the 2000s or 2010s that they made. That's later on. Or maybe even 2016. Yeah. They've got a few more. So,
color.
Yeah. Well, we'll put a bow on this one. And,
woo.
Well, we'll see y'all on the flip side. Take care.
Woo.